It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again. I was looking at this spinner that I got yesterday, and I started thinking about this star here. See the numbers under there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, the star has 5 points, too. And I started thinking about some other things to do with stars, and I'd like to show you about drawing stars. Just see how many lines I make when I draw this star. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now let's count the points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So with 5 lines, we got 5 points. Now let's try with another number of lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines. Now let's see how many points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, 5 lines, 5 points. 6 lines, 6 points. Now let's try one with 8 lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now let's see how many points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That interesting? Do you ever like to look at the stars in the sky at night? Well, I have a film I'd like to show you of an astronomer taking pictures of the stars at night. Had it in here a while, and just want you to see this, the first part of this film. Now let's watch on picture-picture. This astronomer taking pictures of stars with a telescope camera. She develops the picture. She looks at it carefully. And these are some of the pictures that astronomers have taken of the stars at night. See the parts that look very bright? Well, those parts are many, many, many stars together. are so far away. Thought you might be interested to see this. Pictures of real stars. You know, yesterday we pretended that Grandpère and Daniel Tiger were going to make a prize for Don Quixote because of the very good work that Don Quixote does. And you remember Daniel said, I'll just stay here as long as I need to stay to get this star finished. Well, why don't we pretend that it's nighttime in the neighborhood of make-believe now, and Lady Aberlin is helping Grandpère and Daniel to make the star. Okay? Neighborhood of make-believe.
I think it's really going to be nice, Grandpère.
Moi aussi. But there is much more to do. Oh, much more. Ah, voici Lady Aberlin qui arrive.
Do you have them, Lady Aberlin?
Uh-huh. Oh, stars.
Could I put the first little one on?
Sure.
Where shall we put it? Right here?
Oh, this is really going to be nice.
But we'll need so many little ones to cover that big star.
We'll just have to keep working.
I'm getting a little sleepy. Not too much.
Lady Aberlin, niece of a king.
Oh, that's Uncle Friday. I'll go see what he wants and then I'll come back. Will you hold this?
Oh, sure.
Say.
We'll work on it, girl.
You know, I think Uncle Friday just might like one of these diminutive stellar orbs.
What's that?
Oh, well, that's what Uncle Friday would call a small star.
Niece Aberlin!
Coming, Uncle Friday!
When a king calls, a king calls.
Uncle Friday!
Oh, Niece Aberlin, there you are.
Here I am.
Yes.
And I have a star for you.
A diminutive stellar orb?
Exactly.
Oh, how appropriate for the nighttime.
I was hoping that perhaps you might recite your long word version of Twinkle Twinkle.
If you desire, I shall draw my inspiration from the celestial void. Are you prepared?
I am.
Scintillate, scintillate, diminutive stellar orb. How inexplicable to me seems the stupendous problem of your existence. Elevated at such an immeasurable distance, in an apparently perpendicular direction from this terrestrial planet which we occupy, resembling in thy dazzling and unapproachable effulgence a gem of purest carbon, set solitaire in a university of space.
You do that so well.
Naturally.
Well, why did you call me over, Uncle Friday?
Oh, I just wondered what you were doing.
Well, I was making a star with Daniel and Grandpère for Don Quixote.
Oh, a diminutive stellar orb for Donkey.
No, I think this one will not be quite so diminutive.
Oh, a larger one. Mm. Oh, but it looks as if one of your co-workers is asleep on the job.
Oh, it must be Daniel. I'll go on over and help Grandpère.
And a pleasant night to you, niece.
And the same to you, Uncle.
Thank you for the diminutive stellar orb.
You're welcome, and thank you for the recitation.
Oh, yes.
Daniel Dore.
When did he fall asleep?
After he put on that last star there.
Oh, you're really coming along.
N'est-ce pas?
You know, Grand-père, mm-hmm. He must really have been very, very sleepy.
Oui.
I've never known him to fall asleep anywhere but at his own clock.
I think he feels comfortable here.
We can just go on working.
Certainement.
Make-believe about Daniel waking up in the morning. Would you? Well, we could pretend that the star is already finished, and it's a new day, and Daniel has stayed at the Eiffel Tower all night long. He's just about to awaken.
Dreaming. Looks like Grandpa's place. The star's finished. But it can't be. It's morning. I spent the whole night away from my clock. Hey, everybody. I stayed the whole night. Hey.
Bonjour, Daniel.
Oh, Grand-père, I stayed here for the whole night.
I know, mon cher. You were very sleepy, so I put the blanket around you.
Who finished the star?
Lady Evelyn et moi.
It really looks nice, all those stars and that big star.
There is one little one left for you inside if you want it.
You mean 'cause I spent the whole night here?
Whatever you want it for.
Oh, thanks. Imagine the whole night away from my clock.
Lady Evelyn will be here in a moment, and we will all go to someplace else to give the prize to Don Quixote.
Oh, here she comes now.
Oh, très bien. Hey.
Hello, Grand-père. Here's another order for you.
Merci, very good.
I spent the whole night here, Lady Evelyn.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
I know you did. And I'm proud of you, if you are.
Oh, I sure am proud.
Why, look at this order. I asked for only yesterday. Oh, that donkey and cow are giving better service than ever.
Let's go on over and give them their prize,
yes,
all right?
Yes, to someplace else.
Yes.
Will you take the star, Lady Evelyn?
I'll come along, too.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Huh?
Think what I did.
Put another potato in it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, it's back already. This is a great invention of ours, Donkey.
Yeehaw, I certainly like it myself.
Uh-huh, it sure helps.
Boy, our washer, dryer, sorter, dumper.
Oh, look who's coming.
Who is it?
Say hi.
Hi. Bonjour tout le monde.
I stayed all night at Grandpa's.
Oh, nice going, Daniel. Did you get our order there this morning?
Yes, Lady Evelyn got it from the wind-up train.
Good.
Oh, that is a wonderful invention.
Yeehaw! Glad you like it, Lady Evelyn. Why don't you put a potato on it and see it work from here?
Yes.
Yeah, just take one of these.
Right.
And put it on that little platform there. That's it. See it? Watch it go up. When it gets washed, it'll roll down that slide. That'll get dried and go down. And then over. It gets sorted. And then it goes up. And then gets dumped.
Oh, washer-dryer sorter-dumper.
Our washer-dryer sorter-dumper.
Right.
You ought to be proud.
Well, it is because of that that we are here.
Because of our washer-dryer sorter-dumper?
Not exactly. It's because of all the good work that you have been doing through the years, Donkey. We want to give you a prize.
A prize for Donkey?
Yee-haw, a prize, you say?
It's this star. Isn't it nice?
Oh, I'll say.
It's for me, ha-he. It comes with our thanks for the best potatoes in the world. I never had a prize before. I think I'll put it on my windmill. And I think I want to give a great, huge kiss to the whole wide world for my star in the daytime.
Oh,
felicitations.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Felicitations.
Don Quixote was really happy with his prize, wasn't he? And Daniel was very proud of himself. He didn't need anybody to paste a star on his forehead or any place else. No, he was proud inside. He had spent the night at Grandpère's. Good to talk about proud things, isn't it? You know, we haven't been to Chef Brockett's for a long time. Why don't we go over to his bakery now? We'll clean up those things when we come back. Let's come along and see what's going on at Chef Brockett's bakery.
Here you are, Steve. See ya.
Hello, Mr.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Fine.
Good.
Hey, hi, Fred. How are you?
Oh, good, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just came to see how things were with you.
Some friends of yours over there.
Oh, Mrs. McFeely and Chrissy.
Want to say hello?
Sure.
Neil, could I borrow that chair? Thanks.
Oh, look who's here, Chrissy.
Hi, Chrissy. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. I should have
brought you. May we join you?
Oh, I guess so.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Thank you. Fine.
How's it taste? Good.
That's her favorite.
What have you women been doing today?
Well, we just came from the library.
Yep.
What are you going to do next?
Well, what I'm planning to do is buy supper.
Buy supper?
We haven't even had any yet.
My goodness. Well, what are you going to get?
I told my grandpa that for dessert we were going to buy a pie.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
what are we going to have for the rest of the meal?
Carrots and soup.
Carrots and soup.
And something to drink.
Great. What kind of soup, Chrissy?
Well, but I was planning, what he probably would choose is tomato.
Does he like tomato soup, Mr. McFeely?
She knows her grandpa.
He'll be glad to get something like that after he's been doing deliveries all day.
Yeah. He said at the camera store he was delivering.
Yep. A lot of deliveries to the camera store. We've got to get to that supermarket and get our tomatoes, huh?
Yeah.
Are you going to make the tomato soup, you all?
Yeah.
She knows how.
I know.
How do you do it?
Grind tomatoes.
Grind up the tomatoes?
Yeah, but we're getting extra to eat plainly. Uh-huh. Not make anything else, so we're getting extra.
We have a lot to get. Can I help you with your braces, ma'am?
Yep.
Maybe you can finish up your drink while I do that. She's teaching me how to help her, Mr. Rogers.
Did you see me drink them while she was pushing me around?
That's pretty good.
That was like a moving chair, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
Okey-dokey.
I think that's... Oops, I've got to get this one and this one locked. Okay.
These are fairly new braces, Dawn.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's really doing quite well with them. We had a good visit a few days ago.
When I came in today, I was much faster than Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yes, you were doing very well. We were
going run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's getting good on these.
She does exercises, too.
You know about that, don't you?
Oh, sure. I do exercises almost every day.
My mom doesn't while I'm in school. Sometimes, yeah. She might while I'm in school tomorrow, if I go to school tomorrow.
Well, you're going back home tomorrow, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the reason why is because I have to go to school.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Because I'm not having the tutor anymore.
Uh-huh.
Not even tonight.
No, of course not. But I'm going to be your tutor tonight. We're going to work together. Now, here are your braces.
All day?
Mm-hmm. Get home. You're gonna make some soup, and you're gonna tutor me in soup making, huh?
Yeah.
Here you go.
That means teach.
That means teach. Tutor means teach.
Yeah, because my tutor taught me.
Okay.
I know all my capital letters and small letters, except for the Z in writing.
Well, you know so many things, Chrissy. You've helped us learn a lot of things, too.
Bye, Chrissy.
Bye-bye.
You come back again, huh?
Come to our place next time, will you?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
She's a great girl.
Isn't she a good girl?
Yeah. Could I have some pineapple juice?
Jose?
Yes?
How about some pineapple juice?
Sure.
Okay, huh? Well, what have you been doing?
A little earlier today, we were making stars.
Here's
drawing
juice, Mr.
them.
Rogers.
Thank you very much, Jose.
Thanks, Jose.
Gracias, Jose.
De nada.
I thought you meant the kind of stars in the sky at first.
We were thinking about them, too.
I think about stars a lot. I think of certain people as stars.
You mean movie stars?
Well, movie stars, sports stars, you know. Mostly people who get the most out of life, you know.
Oh, people like that do brighten up the world, don't they?
Yeah, somebody's going to brighten up my world. I got customers over there.
Oh, good.
I'll see you, Fred.
Thank you, Don.
Listen, you can pay Jose. Fred will pay you, all right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, what can I get you?
People brighten up the world. Sure, they're stars. You brighten up the world. You could be considered a star. Pineapple juice is good. I better be going, Jose. How much is that?
25, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Have a nice day, Mr. Rogers.
Adios.
Adios.
Bye, Dawn.
Have
a good day. Stars in the daytime, but they're there. It's hard to understand, isn't it? It takes the dark sky to
be able to see the stars. I'm going to cut out my star. One of them. This star we used for make-believe. Just cut it out. Close my eyes and feel the points. 2, 3, 4, 5. That's knowing by feeling. Lots of ways of knowing in this world. Well, I know one thing. I'll be back tomorrow to be with you. I like that. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You're a star for me. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.